You're playing with Candy from VoiceLikeCandy.com.
Riku sat back on the sands, sweat dripping from her brow as she rested in the shade. Yuna had finally come to visit, and though she had taken to the desert quickly, she was having some trouble adjusting to what it did to her. The sun made her hot, and the sand left her bothered, so when it came time for a break, it was all Yuna could do to resist melting against her cousin's soft, tan body. Riku was far more used to heat and sand. It would take more than a bit of sweat and glistening bodies to get her going, even if Yuna had taken to wearing a tiny white bikini, so tight over her large tits, barely able to cover her fat booty. The tight, skimpy outfit leaving her cousin with underboob and underbutt. It was the largest Riku could have offered, but neither of them were complaining. Yuna's tits and ass nearly too big for the tiny white straps to contain. Riku stirred, her groin aching as her cousin huffed from exhaustion, her tits bouncing and jiggling, ass shaking, everything glistening from sweat and the waters of the oasis. Her skin reddened by the sun and a little tinge of a blush. Yuna eyed her cousin, dressed only in her equally skimpy yellow bikini, still a little damp from working underwater. The way Riku filled it, not just her tits squeezed in tight, but the bulge slowly growing between her legs. Yuna fell to her knees in the sand, her hands against her cousin's thighs. Yuna's fingers quickly moved up Riku's bikini bottoms, hooking under the waist and easing them gently down.
Yuni!
Yuna looked up at Riku, her green spiral eyes meeting hers in a dreamy gaze. She smiled, then looked back down at the half-limp cock revealed to her. It rested heavily against Riku's swollen balls, still full because Yuna had been negligent in her duties. Yuna wrapped a hand around Riku's cock, the soft meat filling her hand, squashing between her fingers. Her foreskin slowly rolled back over the fat head, Riku's shaft growing harder in her tight grasp. She eased down her cousin's length, firmly squeezing, leaning in to lick the tip. Pre-cum oozed out, and Yuna lovingly polished it away, her tongue circling Riku's head, her spit shining Riku's knob. She bobbed down, but let her cousin grow into her mouth until she was full. Then, with one steady motion, she pushed herself down against them, working her cousin's shaft down her throat. One small gag and she swallowed hard, drawing Riku all the way in and holding her there as she savored the feel of her throat packed with cock. Riku was rock hard. She tasted of sweat and salt, pleasantly bulging her neck as the tip tickled against the very back of her throat. She resurfaced with a gasp, her lungs burning and her eyes watering, but her body hungry and aching for more. She desperately wanted her cousin inside her, filling her, hard and deep. She was sticky, soaking wet through her bikini bottoms at the thought of it, at the way the tip tickled her throat. Unfortunately, it was a bad time of the month. She had to settle. Seeing that monster rising up before her eyes, she knew she couldn't handle it in her ass, but maybe today was the day she tried. Hands still firm around her cousin's cock, Yuna reached behind her back, fingers easily unknotting the carefully tied strings. Her top fell away, unleashing her tits. She jiggled, large, billowy mounds free for her cousin to admire. Yuna leaned in, ready to embrace Riku with her chest, but instead found her cousin pushing her down into the sand, lust in her eyes. Her tiny body pressing down against her stomach and her heavy cock and balls slapping against her chest. Riku cupped her tits, squeezing them together around her shaft, her tip peeking out of her cleavage. Riku slipped forward, up her body, her cock stroking between her silky breasts, her soft flesh enveloping it, brushing along its entire length. Riku thrust slow and steady, pre-cum dribbling out, her tits getting slick and her cousin's strokes getting softer. Her cousin grunted against her chest, heavy balls brushing up her stomach. Yuna watched her mount her chest, sand sticking to her sweaty body, her pre-cum covering her breasts. Yuna opened her mouth, hoping to get another taste, but her cousin eased her strokes against her, groaning and gritting her teeth. Riku's cock trembled against her tits, her entire body tensing as a massive load erupted all over Yuna's face. Plastered, covered in her cousin's spunk, her mouth filling up as more and more thick ropes spurted forth over her lips. Riku slid forward, burying her cock in her mouth, hot, sticky cum flooding down Yuna's throat. She swallowed greedily and savored the feel of her cousin's heat swelling inside her body as her belly grew. When Riku finally ran dry, it was no surprise that her swollen balls had barely lightened. Pressed against her face, her cousin's sack weighed heavily against her, intoxicatingly sweaty and hot.
Ah, Yuni, I need more than that.
Yuna was sticky, glazed over in spunk and with a full stomach, but she was just as thirsty. The desert did that to her. Riku shifted back, sliding her wet, limp cock along her entire body, leaving a slick trail in its wake. She parted Yuna's legs, one hand rubbing along her wet member as she knelt between her cousin's legs. Yuna reached down to help her, but Riku brushed away her hand, then grabbed hold of her hips and turned her, forcefully twisting her onto her stomach and pulling her into position. Riku returned to stroking herself, and with her free hand, tugged at Yuna's bikini bottom. She pulled the bottoms to the side, revealing the sticky, wet, pink pussy and the clenching pucker to her stiffening cock. Riku pressed herself down against Yuna's ass, cock between her thighs and hands gripped firmly on her hips, her knees in the sand outside her legs, pushing them together tight around her cock. Her shaft brushed against her pussy lips, eliciting a soft moan from Yuna.
Riku, wait.
Riku paused, her hands cupped around Yuna's ass, squeezing her cheeks, fingers embracing that fat booty.
Not my pussy. Not protected.
Riku grinned.
Don't worry, Yuni. I'll pull out.
Yuna sighed as her cousin teased her cock against her folds, parting her with her thick shaft and a thumb rubbing up against her anus.
It's not safe.
Riku edged a little harder.
I'll pull out.
No.
Yuna groaned as Riku ground in even harder, her shaft now cocooned in her pussy.
Fuck my ass.
Riku had always wanted her cousin to say that, but now all she wanted was that sopping pussy around her cock, milking her heavy balls dry. Yuna's ass wasn't even appealing.
Come on, Yuni. I'll be good. I'll pull out. I promise.
Every rub, every poke, every tickle of her cousin's member against her wore away her will. She was so wet, so hot. Her body was on fire and bristling with excitement. A horrible bundle of nerves that just wanted relief.
Ah!
Riku's thumb pushed inside her, and she shattered.
Ah! All right! All right!
Riku eagerly leapt at the offer, leaning back, her free hand pulling her cock up to guide herself into her cousin's folds. Yuna's slick, silken lips parted around them, engulfing her entire cockhead, her tip disappearing deep inside her cunt. She swallowed it right down to the hilt, engulfing her in the hot velvet of forbidden pussy. She was burning up around her shaft, heat that stained its way into Riku's mind. Yuna sighed deeply as her cousin penetrated her, her thick cock spreading and stretching her tight slit. Riku's swollen balls tickled up against her, easing into a hard slap as her cousin ground harder against her. Every thrust sent shivers through her body, ecstasy building up and nerves bundling up in her chest. The heat of the desert mingled with her cousin and her cunts, their thrusts getting harder and faster until Riku pressed her down hard into the sand, her sweetest spots ringing as Riku's hard cock rammed against her walls, shoving her face first into the ground. She mounted her fat ass, plowing her harder and harder, the entire weight of the tiny Albhead's body on top of her, hands against her shoulder blades. Yuna's legs wrapped up, heels digging into Riku's ass, curling around her legs to keep them against her. Just a little deeper, just a little harder, and she'll get there. Just a little deeper. Then Riku groaned loudly over her cousin's screams of ecstasy, cock trembling inside her. Yuna tightened against it, holding her cousin inside her. Neither of them fought the pleasure overwhelming them.
Oh, Yuni! Oh! Whoopsie!
Riku slowed, her hands loosening against her back, her balls tightening as load after load pumped deep inside Yuna, bursting out and flooding her fertile womb in thick, creamy seed.
Ah, keep going! Oh.
Yuna squeezed harder against her cousin, her face rising from the sands to cry, "Don't stop!" Riku started up again, her half-hard dick pushing the hot spunk deeper. Yuna only realized what was happening once she started to squirt from her pussy, dribbling out of her and down onto the desert sands. She quaked with delight, her mind lost to the feel of hot jizz flooding her depths, oozing out of her, on the sand sticking to her glazed feet and her cousin still ramming her. Riku held her down as the last of her load pumped out of her. Yuna let her go, but it was too late, her creamy pie oozing with her cousin's cum. Stretched, gaping, and overflowing with incestuous seed, Yuna sighed.
Oh, how long until you can go again?
Riku's limp cock, still inside her, nearly turned to steel. She was so happy Yuna had come to visit, but how they'd explain Yuna's child to their family was going to be hard.
Let's try for twins, Yuna moaned.